Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday morning, 7:06. Starting to get lighter out there. Hard to tell what the sky's going to be like, though. It's still pretty dark. I'm going to assume cloudy. You know, and then I'll be happy if it's...
I'm actually clear here, but we've got... It's coming. It'll be this afternoon. The heavy rain comes and... The rain comes and the heavy rain will come this evening. So...
And you're saying a foot of rain by your house, huh? Overnight?
In the mountains, yeah. That's what they're calling for. They say this is going to be a big one. So
it's going to be stormy.
I think the most important thing, though, is how much snow we get in Tahoe. And it looks like feet they're calling for. So that's great.
That's what we want.
And my buddy who went up for the storm has already posted snow falling in Mammoth.
Oh.
So that's great.
Yeah, I hope he has a great time. I mean, you know, even if you just want to be in a snowstorm, because if it's really windy and snowing, they're not even going to be able to ski.
Have you ever been in the mountains during a huge storm?
Oh, yeah.
I was in Mammoth for a huge storm once. It dumped for 2 days straight.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, this is when I was a young man. So we drank and up all day, both days, into the night, down into the third day we woke up and the sun was out and it had dumped 4+ feet of snow. And we were just like, oh my God,
it's amazing.
It's perfect.
Yeah, we had years in Tahoe where the front window, which, you know, like a big picture window that looked out toward the street, you could not see out the window. It was just... The snow was
rad
to the second floor. It was crazy. That was, and then we had like 3 years where there was no snow. And that was when I said,
welcome to California.
Sold it.
I know. That's when I sold it, which was so stupid. Honestly,
and then it dumped right after that, right?
I know. That year was epic. My kids are so mad. Like last night we were sitting at dinner and we've been talking about going up to Tahoe because of the snow and stuff and just renting something. And the kids are like, Mom, you never should have sold that house. I'm like, oh, my God. You clearly were not in the car when there were two boys in the backseat bitching about the drive. Whining because you weren't going to see your friends that weekend. And it's like, boy, how
don't take us
change.
Skiing, Mom. Yeah. We want to stay home. Unbelievable.
Whatever. There's no winning when you're a mom, I found. Hey, everyone. It's time for Celebrity Trash, and it's brought to you by the Atmospheric River. Yes,
oh, yeah.
The Atmospheric River has paid good, solid money to sponsor the Celebrity Trash. The first Atmospheric River is supposed to hit the Bay Area tonight, later today. And this is a reminder that if you have to head out, be careful while driving. Just because California's opening back up doesn't mean that Mother Nature doesn't have some other plans for you. You know, that lady, there's no talking to her. There's a mom who's a monster.
I usually like to pick up my speed to get places faster. Try that.
Don't. Please don't listen to Vinny. Just don't listen to him. Now, you know what? Just as a general rule of thumb, if Vinny says it, don't listen to it. If you just want to be amused, he's very funny. He's clever and funny. But there's certain things he says that you're just like, that's a hard no.
Double time.
Yeah, no.
You with me, Bryn?
Yep.
Listen, Bryn's not driving anywhere anyways. It's Nicole I'm worried about. She's like, well, Vinny, he knows stuff. I'm going to listen to him. Don't
do
it.
That tomorrow.
Yeah,
there
don't
you go.
Do
double
it.
Double up. Good.
Oh, my God.
There's like huge, you know, puddles or like a little lake in the road. See how fast you can get through it.
What is wrong with you?
I like,
up,
you yeah, know? I like watching
so now
the
like
water do that.
It's like a team of people who
right,
are
Nicole.
Saying dumb
Nicole's
things.
With us.
My God. My apologies to the children.
Anyway, sorry. You were saying the trash just, time.
I mean, honest to God,
the first
Vinny.
Story is.
I want to be like Vinny.
Be like Vinny. Hide in your house because that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, exactly. Nicole, don't listen to him. Look how bundled up she is today, too. It's freezing today.
It's actually
today.
Really cold in here. And I even put the heater on. I'm like, can we just like. I don't want to make it too hot, but it's cold in this entire building.
Yeah.
Even in the bathroom.
Well, they've turned the heat off. You know, there's only you.
Yeah,
so.
Probably.
They're like, yeah, she dresses warm. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right. The Super Bowl. It's coming, people. February 7th? Is that
Who's
the
in the
February
Super Bowl
6th?
Again?
I don't remember, and I don't want to talk about it. It's annoying. It's
well, I mean,
app.
You're doing the story. It'd be
Seems
good
like
to
you're
start
talking about it,
with
Sarah.
The, yeah, I mean,
I'm talking about the ads.
Out.
I'm just talking about the ads. Oh. I can't really remember the players. I mean, they're really... Aren't they just really sort of an aside in this whole show?
Are they?
Rotten to the core.
Tom Brady. 10th
rotten,
Super Bowl.
Rotten to the core. Rotten
Tom
to the core.
Tom Brady.
Rotten to the core.
In the Super Bowl. Oh
my God.
Bill
would
Belichick.
Why'd you go for
Patriots.
A nice fast drive today, huh? Yell out the window. Why don't you lean out the window while you're driving at top speed and yell about Tom Brady? So the Super Bowl commercials are they're mostly the story. No one really cares about anything else. Especially not who's playing. Budweiser, here's the thing. Budweiser is saying the right things here, and they're saying some nice things. And then but they aren't really specifying that they've got a million brands. So I'll start with this part. Budweiser Super Bowl commercials are not going to appear this year in the Super Bowl. There's been the Bud Bowl, Budweiser. Frogs, the Clydesdale, sentimental animal commercials, their recent attempts to tackle bigger issues like immigration. They're saying here there won't be any Budweiser ads this year. For the first time in 37 years, Budweiser won't advertise during the Super Bowl. Instead, they're taking the money they would have spent on a commercial and used $5.6 million or whatever it is this year and using it for good. They're going to raise awareness for the COVID-19 vaccine. Other than that, the details are a little vague, donating some of their airtime throughout 2021 to, quote, a coalition of experts in health, education, and the economy. So it doesn't sound like that includes any previously purchased airtime during the Super Bowl, though. They're just going to take that money that they would have spent and put it elsewhere. They've put out a 90-second feel-good ad on their digital platform at Budweiser, which hypes this decision. So this could have been their Super Bowl ad. It's already been seen a ton of times on YouTube and their social media accounts, that kind of thing. You didn't happen to grab that, did you? And I mean, you get the gist of it from this. So they still, here's the thing. We're doing this good thing. In the meanwhile, they are going to be advertising Bud Light, Michelob Ultra, and Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. So they have these other brands. And so they, you know, they're trying to make you feel good about them. At the same time, you're still going to see Bud Light ads, et cetera. Coca-Cola, Audi, Avocados from Mexico, and Pepsi have also announced that they're skipping this year's Super Bowl because of COVID-19, although Pepsi's still doing the halftime show. And they're also advertising their other brands like Mountain Dew and Frito-Lay. So they're saying this won't affect the cost of ads. They are, the 30-second ad is $5.6 million per spot. But these people are, you know, they want their optics to be good. Yeah, we're taking one of the spots and not using it. And the rest of them, though, we're totally using. There is a big rundown of Super Bowl teasers. Do you like the ads, Vin? I mean, I find that, like, there's so much hype, I often find them disappointing.
Well, I think there are excellent ads. I watch ads year-round. So I know that you're someone who specifically lets a show build up so you can skip everything. But for example, we were talking about the Progressive ads where the guy's trying to teach you how to not be your parents.
I love those things.
Mm-hmm.
They're great.
And there's a lot of others that I could sit here and talk to you about that I think are just great marketing and great advertising. So
yep.
I'm a fan of that and I like it. I'm also, for the record, I'm not a fan of what Budweiser is doing here. I think that you have been partnered with the NFL all these years and deciding to hold back your money during a time when it's important that you keep that partnership strong. Look, it's their money. They can do what they want. Obviously, it's very expensive to advertise in the Super Bowl, but I think this is a time when you stay the course. I'm not into it.
Well, just pulling one ad, because they are still advertising for three different beers.
That's what I mean. So they're not even, like, you know, it's like, what is that? It's symbolic.
It feels like a very hollow offering.
Right. That's my point.
Yeah. So, but, you know, they're only really pulling $5.6 million from
I think the stronger statement, in my opinion, look, I'm part of the media too, so maybe I'm jaded or biased here, but a stronger opinion would be, we've been partnered with the NFL for 30 years, and we will not back away from that team during hard times.
Right.
That we're here.
I'm sure the Super Bowl people are like, don't worry about it. We'll sell that to someone else.
I'm sure. But, you know, to me, that's where I'm seeing it.
Well, that would have been a decent optic, too. How about this? We are going to continue to support as we always have, and we're going to take some of our corporate profits and we're going to do this other stuff with it.
There you go.
How about that?
Now you're talking. Mm-hmm.
Chipotle is running its first ever Super Bowl ad. It's called, Can a Burrito Change the World? And I think the better question is, could the burrito change your mind about all that E. coli that was happening over there?
Oh,
you heard me. That's right. They're trying to, you know, multiple foodborne illnesses. Come on, you guys. Do you stop me if you have the videos? Please.
I have the video. I just don't know if I care to show it.
Well,
I watched a bunch
just
of these videos. It's actually kind of sweet because it says, like, at first I thought it was about some sort of climate change thing because it's like, can it change the world and make this world
right,
a better place?
Right.
But then it's about Chipotle. So then I was like, whatever. Here, you can tell me what you think of it, right?
All right.
Change the world.
A burrito.
Yeah.
You are so weird.
It could. Could change how we plant things, water things, grow things, pick things, move things, and transportation things.
What? That's not a thing.
It could make our farmers happier, more organic, more real, more soil helping, less carbon emitting, and world changing.
Hey, are you still talking?
It is true. If a big food company decides, here's how we want our stuff grown and here's how we want our stuff to be handled, then that is how it would happen. And it will take companies insisting on that to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I suddenly believe in Chipotle.
Do you?
Although I don't really. I mean, my tummy. It's very sensitive.
Your tummy believes in Chipotle.
Yeah. The e-commerce company Mercari is running a 15-second ad to show you can buy almost anything from home. Are they a Amazon?
I don't know who they're owned by, but
no. But I mean, are they like a competitor of Amazon e-commerce company? Mercari?
It's more like you sell your own stuff, like a Craigslist of sorts. I probably shouldn't say that because they're, I don't know, they're
it's
probably
fine.
Competing.
They're not a sponsor.
Yeah,
don't
but
worry.
Yeah, you can post your own stuff up there and sell it.
Okay, so
it's like
there's
an
a
eBay,
lot of
I guess.
Right. You know what I like to do? Next door. Here, does anyone want this? Because otherwise, it's going to the dump. Someone come get this. Michelob Ultra's 60-second spot, Michelob Ultra, a Budweiser subsidiary. Their spot is called Happy. It features Serena Williams, Peyton Manning, Anthony Davis, golfer Brooks Koepka. Is that how you say his name?
Mm-hmm.
Used car retailer Vroom. You know, it's so funny. Every time I see the Vroom ads, I think of you. Vinny.
What was that? And 25 years ago, I was saying I'd name my
you
first
said,
boy
I think
Vroom.
You said that in Philly, which was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have a kid. I want to name my kid Vroom.
I like that.
I'm sorry. What did this guy just say now?
Vroom, 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 vroom. Come on. What's cooler than that?
Vinny, Ripley is cooler than that. And you didn't name your kid Ripley.
Don't
what were
do
you
it.
Thinking? Damn it.
I don't know.
Ripper.
Look, all of you people with my lack of responsibility and selfish judgments and having pointed that out for most of my life.
25 years.
Have got me second guessing everything I do. I'm trying to be a good person. I have to second guess everything. What are my motivations here?
Yeah. You should just call me, run stuff by me. You know,
oh,
I'm here for you.
Yeah,
I'll help you. I'll help you make the right decision.
She's got all the answers.
I do. You know what you should do?
Yeah.
Just ask anyone. That's, you know, they say, oh, Sarah, she'll tell you what you should do. Yeah. Kind of my, that's my job in the community.
Uh-huh.
Just give me a call. And listeners, too. If you want to know, just ask me. You know what you should do? By the way, it is cloudless outside. Now that it's lightened up some, I'm, you know, enjoy the morning because the rain is coming. The atmospheric river, it's going to get you. Pepsi is not airing their ad during the Super Bowl, but a ton of them are there promoting. Right now, they're just blitzing because they want to promote the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show, which is the weekend. Anybody high hopes for the weekend? I don't. I'm feeling like the weekend, huh? I mean, definitely has some hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what to make of that. I don't know enough about him. I know that there's one of his songs, I swear to you, he is channeling Michael Jackson in a way that I actually like. Like, I know Michael Jackson comes with all this negative stuff, and but the voice, he's got that high thing
going. Is it one of the hits? Which one?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's not the Blinded by the Lights.
I don't know which one it is.
That one.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. He's good. Is he Super Bowl halftime show good?
Maybe he'll blow our minds.
I'd like to think that he will.
They have to have. I mean, look, they can really. It's the Super Bowl halftime show. Like, although maybe this year it was tough to get people because everyone's like, "No, I'm not going anywhere."
I'll ask you this.
Okay,
this is my question to you because
I am ready for your question.
The weekend exists. Kind of outside of my normal viewpoint.
For sure.
So, do you think he's done enough live concerts in his life to be so good at it that he can handle that kind of stage? Because it's the biggest possible stage, right?
I truly have no idea how much touring he's done. I know he's big. He's had big hits and several really big selling albums.
Because Maroon 5 has been around forever, and I know they've done a million shows, and in my opinion, they kind of flopped.
Yeah, you know, honestly, Adam, keep your shirt on. I did feel like if you wanted to go shirtless, just come out shirtless. Don't bother pulling it off 20 seconds in. It felt weird, the Maroon 5 one. I wasn't all that down. I don't know that much about the weekend, so we'll have to...
That would be my question, since
maybe
I don't know.
Maybe someone could text us if they've been to a weekend show. Is this guy going to be able to pull off something epic? Because that's what the Super Bowl takes, right?
Right.
Some, you know, larger than life, a big epic show. Let us know, 800-400-3697. That there's the Doritos Flat Matt. Matthew McConaughey, which I think also involves Jimmy Kimmel and Mindy Kaling. Did you look at any of those? I did.
It seems like they're trying to leave something, you know, open-ended. Maybe they're going to reveal it.
I haven't seen him on the kite yet, have you?
No, exactly. They keep referencing it.
They keep referencing Flat Matt and not showing him.
Right, then they cut away, so I just...
It's good that they're not, because frankly, you know, in years past and this year's... really no exception, you can go look at most of the commercials. Isn't the whole point of revealing your Super Bowl ad during the Super Bowl that's where people see it? I don't know. I guess maybe you want to get as much bang for your buck as you can. Then also there's a Cheetos ad that's going to feature Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, his wife. And these are apparently pretty good.
It's cute. I thought that's the only one that stood out to me. It's a two-parter. So here's a part one where he's like, he has a private investigator that gives him some sort of envelope with some proof of something.
Okay.
So I'll show it to you. Here it is. So he walks into his room. He opens up this envelope, looking through some documents.
Okay. Let me guess. There's smudgy yellow, orange fingerprints.
And there's
an empty bag of Cheetos.
Exactly.
I know.
Okay, well,
and here's
listen.
Part two,
okay.
All right?
And there's...
What exactly are you insinuating? You think that I would do that to you? Did you go behind your back after everything that we've been through? I can't even look at you. too much?
Just stick to the line I gave you.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
Okay. So I guess they're going to do some kind of reveal. All right. That's weird. Anyway, that's the...
Her acting was great, though, right?
Oh, my God. She's amazing, isn't she? Like, I totally... I was in. My heart was pounding. That's a Cheetos ad, Ashton and Mila. But, you know, look, in the end, I'll sit in front of the TV and I'll with my notebook and write these things down and my thoughts and feelings about them. And then we won't even get to it the next day. So
I watched 10 commercials today, and that was the best that I saw. And, you know, what does that say? Not much, right?
Not too much. Just on a totally different note, because I have very little time left here. You remember John Walsh and America's Most Wanted?
Yeah. Mm.
So that ran for years and years, and it did some good. They actually caught a lot of people because
of that
show.
Well, and he has a very famous backstory. I think he was a victim, or his family was a victim and victimized. I think his kid was killed or something like that. So
yeah, wasn't his kid abducted and then
something? So I'm familiar with him. Yeah, what about him?
So they canceled the show. Many years ago, actually.
All shows eventually get canceled,
eventually,
right?
And he was bummed. He wanted to continue with it and keep on, you know, keep that going because he felt like they were doing good. They caught a lot of perps. Well, it's coming back. They call it a foundational series for Fox TV, the Fox network. That was one of the, you know, back in the day when they were just looking for things that people would watch on their network.
Mm-hmm.
America's Most Wanted was big. It's being revived. Elizabeth Vargas, she's the ABC news anchor, former ABC news anchor. She is going to be the host. They don't say what role John Walsh, if any, will have in this. I mean, I thought he created the show, so maybe he'll get a kickback for that. But each week she's going to present cases involving fugitives from justice and ask for viewers' help in tracking them down. And they're going to employ social media for viewer tips. It looks like, just from the little thing I saw, it's way updated. Because I remember that show, they would, you know, they'd have the reenactments of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a bit of a jankiness that was happening with it. These days, everything's very slick. So it looks like it's a little bit more of that. But if you miss America's Most Wanted, well, it looks like it's back. Elizabeth
I like Marcus. That kind of stuff. So as long as they do it right, they'll have another nice run. I know I watched all the Unsolved Mysteries like a big dummy. And I don't know if we've solved any of them yet, but... Those kind of storylines are fun to follow, even as tragic as they are. You sort of
right.
Okay, I'm in.
The funniest thing about those was that you kept coming and going. You know, can't wait to find out what happens with that.
Well, I just didn't realize that. As I'm watching them, I'm like, I don't believe they're not telling me what happened. And of course, it is called Unsolved Mysteries, so.
Here's something no one solved yet. Maybe they're asking for your help solving it.
I think they are.
Is this the Unsolved Mystery theme?
Yeah. This used to scare me so much.
This theme?
I'm so scared. The song, yeah, this music here. Because they had a creepy voice, like, you know. In 1991, this guy went missing.
Oh my god, it's on Swole.
But Vinny, you should watch Forensic Files. That's on Netflix, and
okay,
it actually has a bunch of, like, you know.
Do they solve it?
They usually do, and they tell you how they did it. It's quite amazing, you know.
You know what? I'll watch it today.
Forensic Files.
The plan today is for an indoor workout, so I'll be on my treadmill. I'll put on the Forensic Files and see how I do.
And you should watch The Night Stalker on Netflix. That's really good, too.
You know what's trippy about that? I am going to watch that.
Yeah.
I grew up with that. Night Stalker was one of the stories in Orange County where I my dad was working nights.
Yeah.
And so we were home alone with just mom. And we were, the whole area of Orange County was petrified.
Yeah, no, like, they talk about one crime in Orange County, and I thought of you.
Because, yeah, oh, they're like, yeah. At that time, they were like, there were sightings everywhere.
Up here,
this guy's
going
to come and carve you up, and we're all like, oh, God. Any noise
in
the
house. How old were you?
I was a little boy. I would say I was 9 or 10.
So she could keep you in the house at that point.
Oh, yeah.
She
would
come
no,
in the house.
We were locked in tight. No windows open.
The Night Stalker would come in the
house.
Yeah,
he would find a way to get in the house and
He's like smoke. He'd come under the door. Yeah.
And he had like this. The Night Stalker had an AC/DC element to him, which mm-hmm. they got, you know.
They talk about that too.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. What? Yeah, AC/DC element? Yeah.
Yep.
It's on Netflix?
Yep. Maybe I'll have to watch
it. I watched it by myself like late at night and everybody went to bed. I'm like, why did I do this? I was so scared.
Is this a series?
Yeah, it's like four episodes or something.
Oh, and nice. So,
it's what's the guy's name? Richard Ramirez?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he was up in San Quentin.
Oh, he's dead?
Yeah.
Oh,
which, I mean, that's not really a big spoiler, but
he died in 2013.
Oh. Well, that's it. I know how it comes out, so.
Oh.
All right, Vinny, what's going up in the news? Oh,
all right,
I'm so,
sorry,
we're so late.
Florida is in the news. This one's a doozy. I love it.
All
right. Right after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.